This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
This insert sponsored by Manna Health Products, the only 100% natural organic supplement for blood sugar control. Thursdays at this time mean we get to spend some quality time with Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Good morning, Wendy. Hope you're well.
Good morning, Brad. I am, thanks. How are you?
Good. I'm good. I checked my blood pressure this week past and it looked good. So I'm very chuffed and now I have a baseline with which to work, just like you've been teaching us over the last few weeks.
Great. Well, that's good to hear.
I remember, though, going to the doctor, getting stuck in traffic years ago, and it was bumper to bumper, and I was so worried I was going to be late, because you know how doctors can be if you're late for an appointment. Got in there, and they said, goodness gracious, your blood pressure is, wow, what's going on here? I don't know. When somebody says there's a problem with your blood pressure, it feels like the world is falling out somewhere. And it's a very stressful thing. And then I said, well, look, it was stress and the rush to get here. And they said, okay, we'll do the examination and we'll check the blood pressure at the end. And when they did, it was all fine. So when somebody says to you, Wendy, your blood pressure is a problem, just like they might say, oh, your cholesterol is a problem or your sugar is a problem, when you hear those words, you start to panic a little bit because it's pretty serious.
It is pretty serious. And I think, as you pointed out, it needs to be double checked. You know, you can't just go on one reading. You have to look and see what caused that particular issue. And is it something that's consistent? Because if it remains high when when you've calmed back down again, that's when the problem comes in. But then also it depends on how high is it spiking in times of stress. So it's very good to be monitoring that and to, as you said, have a baseline, because at least then you know what is your normal.
If you want to find out how we started our conversation around blood pressure and some of the things that we can look out for, some info on the numbers, which I think is really important, and all the way up until even the diet one should consider, and the dietary approach to stop hypertension, that diet, all of those podcasts available for you on our app or on our website. Before we get into chatting around exercise, Dr. Wendy, if you're seeing there's an issue with high blood pressure, and you say to yourself, I understand if I have to take medication, but my goal would be then to change my lifestyle to such a point that I don't need medication, would that be a step in the right direction? Would that be a good move?
It would be a good move. And it depends. You know, some people will be able to manage their blood pressure with diet and lifestyle if they get into a healthier state. Other people just have more of a genetic predisposition. So despite them having a healthy lifestyle, their blood pressure might still be raised, or they might still have issues with blood pressure. But certainly managing your diet, your lifestyle, that is going to make a difference in the long run as to how much medication you're going to need, or whether you're going to need the medication long-term or short-term.
Today we're chatting around exercise. What kind of exercise is best for managing blood pressure?
Well, aerobic exercise is usually the best type of exercise that we can do for blood pressure control and management. But then obviously the strength exercises will help and for our flexibility. But if we're looking at specifically blood pressure, we're wanting to do aerobic exercise.
So how do we define aerobic exercises? Because you say aerobics and then someone's like, I'm not going to be standing there going 5, 6, 7, 8 in a class full of other people. So what would constitute aerobic exercise?
No. So aerobic exercise is anything where you get your heartbeat up. So it can be running, it can be walking fast, it can be jogging, it can be jumping on a trampoline, it can be skipping. So it's any of those kind of things that you're not necessarily lifting weights or using your body weight to do the exercises. So it's not slow exercises. It's normally something that you're getting your heart rate up quite quickly with.
We've had this conversation in many different forms around exercise, and I just want to ask it because I think some people are thinking it. Does that mean now I have to join a gym? Because that's expensive, and I don't know if I want to do that.
No, we have had this conversation before, and exercise doesn't have to happen in a gym. Exercise can be anything. It can be playing with your children, as I said, jumping on a trampoline, running with your dog. It can be anything outdoors or indoors that is suitable for you. You can have a treadmill at home and you can walk or run on your treadmill. You can have one of those little rebounder trampolines inside, not necessarily a big one outside. So there's lots of different ways that we can do. We could go dancing. We could Join a, you know, if you don't want to, you could join a club and play tennis. There's all sorts of different things that we can do to move our bodies and to get that aerobic exercise that we're needing.
And I'm guessing we can't do it once a month and then expect to be managing our blood pressure.
No, definitely not. With exercise, we're wanting to be doing exercise at least 3 times a week, and between 20 to 40 minutes of exercise in those 3 times per week.
I guess in the same arena as exercise, if someone is struggling with weight management, is obesity an issue in terms of blood pressure?
Absolutely. Obesity is definitely one of the risk factors for hypertension, but it's not exclusive to people who are overweight, which is why we cannot assume if we are slimmer that we would have a normal blood pressure, because you can still have high blood pressure and be slim. But obesity and excess weight is a definite risk factor for blood pressure.
Are there some simple things that we can do? We have spoken about food. I don't think we touched on portions at all, but is there some practical tips that we could use together with the exercise to try and better manage that weight and then also potentially get the blood pressure under control?
Yes. So it's very important then to control food portions. Sometimes we're not aware of how much we're actually eating, especially if you're snacking or if you're not mindful of whatever it is that you're eating. So, you know, if we have a plate of food, you want to make sure that you've got at least a balance on your plate of half of the plate should have non-starchy vegetables on it or some salads. You should have a very small portion of starchy carbohydrates and then another small portion of protein and healthy fats. So if you are looking at your plate, you can perhaps use a smaller plate. If you're used to eating very big portions, you can maybe try and use a smaller size plate so that you don't overload your portions. And rather eat smaller portions more frequently than one large portion only once or twice a day.
Can one improve the quality and quantity of your sleep? Would that have an effect on blood pressure, Dr. Wendy?
Absolutely. So sleep plays a very big role in blood pressure issues. If we're not getting enough sleep, it can raise our blood pressure and obviously our stress hormones. And remember, stress hormones and blood pressure go together. So we want to aim for between 7 and 9 hours of good quality sleep, depending on, you know, who we are and what our bodies need. But you're looking for at least around that amount of sleep that's not broken, that you're not getting up all the time, and that is restful sleep.
Yeah, so we have spoken about this many times because it's so important throughout different areas of our health, and minimize that screen time is something that you've often shared with us, and that does that help us to sleep? Because we've got a chat with the professor later on this morning talking about minimizing screen time in terms of our mental health, particularly with our kids, but screen time and sleep don't necessarily go well together.
No, they don't. So we definitely want to be avoiding screens. So at least an hour before bedtime, if not more, because the blue light from the screens prevents our brains from manufacturing melatonin effectively. And so we definitely want to be stopping that, because if we don't have melatonin, we can't sleep. We can't initiate sleep and we don't go into deep sleep. So it's very important for managing our sleep schedule.
Wow, that's so important. We take it for granted. It's just the world we live in, you know. I can't go to sleep unless I'm looking at stuff on my phone. But yeah, you've heard it from Dr. Wendy. And then something we've spoken about at length over the last few weeks, last month and just before then, also stress and its effect on blood pressure as we wrap things up.
Yeah, so we have to remember that we can't underestimate the impact of stress on our blood pressure, and we must put those measures in place to manage our stress better.
So please visit our website or our app and go and check out those podcasts on stress management. I think we did 4 or 5 episodes. They're at length, and you can hear what Dr. Wendy has to say about that. So to you that are listening, you've been given plenty of knowledge from Dr. Wendy to be able to understand, hopefully, and to better control. And then, Wendy, if someone's listening right now, we don't want someone to suddenly say, I'm going to do all these things and I'm going to just stop my medication. Not necessarily the best way to go about it. Maybe to first consult your doctor. What would you say about that?
Yeah, absolutely not. Never just stop your medication. Always consult with your doctor. And make sure that you're taking your blood pressure readings frequently. You can make the lifestyle changes first, and if you see your blood pressure is starting to come down, then by all means go and speak to your doctor. But it would be very irresponsible to just stop medications, just because you don't want to be on them anymore.
Yeah, it's a good thing to have a plan, but work that plan together with your team. And we're grateful for your expertise as Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Always nice hanging out with you on a Thursday morning. We learned so much from you, and we're very, very grateful. Until we connect again, have yourself a really good day and stay warm.
Thanks, Brad. You too. Have a great Thursday.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.